In Isle of Wight news, a Newport man has been jailed after he stole £19,000 from an elderly woman in a nursing home. Stephen Horsey, 45, of Fairley Road, Newport, admitted one count of theft at the Isle of Wight Crown Court earlier this week. The court heard Horsey was given power of attorney over his father's second cousin's three bank accounts. She was said to be vulnerable and physically unable to look after her own estate. Prosecuting Russell Pine told the court Horsey took between £250 and £600 on a weekly basis from the now deceased woman's account over a 2.5 year period. Horsey made further two withdrawals after her death and failed to pay off an outstanding debt of £13,000 to the nursing home. Horsey was sentenced to 16 months in prison. An Isle of Wight composites firm has been placed into administration with the loss of almost 20 jobs. Solent Composite Systems, based at Broadfield Cowes, called the administrators following a shareholders meeting. Business recovery firm Portland said it was now searching for a buyer for the firm, whose customer base extends to China, India and Brazil, and clients include BP, Harsco and Total. SCS manager director Matthew Chalk said the decision was taken to protect creditors and claimed the company, founded in 2004, could be revived once the administration process had been completed. He said the company, which designs and manufactures blast protection products for the oil and gas industry, had good prospects in terms of future orders, but did not have the money to run the business. It's a cash flow thing, but we are looking for investors and we hope to secure the assets with a view to restarting the business and re-employing staff, said Mr. Chalk. Finally, households in Ryde will soon have to pay 20% more towards the Ryde Town Council element of their council tax bill. From April, a Band D property will have to fork out an additional £22.60 a year. This increase is separate from any Isle of Wight Council increase, which is expected to be 3%. Ryde Town Council agreed to the new precept at a meeting this week. It's hoped the extra income from local residents will bolster the Town Council's cash reserves to £180,000. More news in an hour. I'm Jordan Larter.